That's not supposed to be. Therapy is going to be a limited thing, and then you're supposed to leave. If you're finding yourself in therapy for a large chunk of your life, something's gone horribly wrong. I don't know what version of the DSM you thought you read. I'm telling you, as a guy who comes from a family of psychologists, if you're still going to therapy after your third or fourth year, something's gone horribly wrong. And if you're there 5 or 10 years later, you just getting pimped is what's going on there. Well, then again, she said, you should go to therapy if nothing's wrong. Really? That's like going to the mechanic. Well, there's nothing wrong with the car, but I'm back so you can look at it anyway. Really? If the car is in good shape, you don't take your car to the mechanic every week. You take your car to the mechanic when there's something wrong. You don't take your car to the mechanic because it's Thursday and you're bored. That's my view of it there. But then again, maybe I'm wrong about that. So I'm going to bring you all on the line here so you all can weigh in on this. I know I have royally ticked off some of the ladies out there, but hey, it is what it is. You came to the right place for that. You knew what you were getting into when you rolled up, so it is what it is. Everybody is free and open to give their thoughts and their ideas about things. That's fine. However, don't be surprised if you get triggered to feel some kind of way about it. So, hey, you've had your opportunity to do that as well. Let me go ahead and get a couple of phone calls here. Let me get caller from area code 561. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Jason Black and everybody listening. This is Chance, the Neeson Shriner. I am from Loxahatchee, Florida, and I'm calling by way of Chesapeake, Virginia. I have two questions. First question is, I forgot it. All right. My second question is, I have already been driving for this company called Warner for 16 months now. I think this is my 18th month driving for them, and I would like for you to give your advice of which the best company would be to drive for next to start earning six figures.
My advice is to call back tomorrow on Patreon. That's my advice. Thank you very much for giving us the call. Let me get caller from area code 301. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Legal Eagle from D.C.
Legal Eagle from D.C. What's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, I was calling in because I found it hilarious that Bethany, when you said that, you know, age is what is priority, obviously, in her industry and even outside of the industry, right, just in the dating market and everything. And as soon as you said that, as you said that she was triggered, she goes to, oh, well, that's pedophiles. And that's a common type of way that women try to shame men for our preferences of young women, obviously, because we can potentially have children who are healthier. It's not going to be, you know, a dangerous pregnancy like at 35, so on and so forth. But as soon as you said that, she said, oh, yeah, those men are pedophiles at 21, not 18, where okay, you can consider it barely legal, but even at 21. So
yeah, I mean,
I
really, that was an absolutely shameless attempt at trying to bully people about that. She heard what was said, and that 21 years old is pedophilia. No, it's not. What she's saying, she's having a violent reaction to hearing a truth she doesn't like. She knows full damn well what type of traction she had 15 years ago, and she liked it. You know why? You know she liked it? Because she kept in the business with people laying on top of her for another decade and a half. To the point that she's telling you that she can compartmentalize what she does, quote, at work. Let me tell you something, folks. At work is sitting behind a desk at a computer. At work is a construction site or driving an 18-wheeler. When you're getting bent over and doing sex acts, that's not work, okay? That's not labor. That's something else. Certainly if it's being documented on film, that's something else, okay? So let me get that out of the way real quick. But the next thing here is that if you're triggered by that, it's because, yeah, after 15 years, you realize, damn, it was a sweet ride when I started. That was a sweet little ride when I began. Not so great after a while. It's not so great after a while. So when you have to sit up here and try to tell men that they're wrong for that, what you're saying is, I don't qualify for what you all prefer. And I'm trying to feel bad about no longer qualifying for what's preferred. Let's be very, very clear. Them white men in California that she does all this stuff for, they didn't say it nearly as nicely as I did. They don't say it nearly as nicely as I did or as nicely as you have. They just say, hey, you're old. And that stands. Let's be very, very clear. Once you have willingly gone out and done this stuff on video, you sold your life to the game. You sold your life to the game.
Totally
so for
agree.
Them to sit down later and tell you that you're just old after you did that, and well, when am I old? You're 24. You're old. Well, hell, she feels majorly betrayed. So yeah, she's angry with all men now.
And she's just going to shame men. And for her to say that, oh, she's married, she was definitely capping on that, Jason. She's not married because what she said. About the fact, and I'm glad that you got it, that you can perform these sexual acts on camera, but you won't do that in your own bedroom. No man of any type of value is going to accept that proposition, not at all. So for her to say that, if she is with some man, I can guarantee you she's making more than that man. That's why she's so combative. She's so triggered. And she's coming across that abusive because she's not happy where she is in life. That's why she's trying to shame men, because if you have options, you can dictate the terms, as in, I want somebody younger. I don't want somebody who was in that industry. I want somebody who's more feminine-like and less combative. But she'll shame men for preferences.
Well, I mean, how many options do you have if you're 35 years old and we can literally count your body count in the hundreds on video? How much leverage do you have? How many options do you have at that point?
That's 100. That's true.
I'm upset about that because, you know, she reacted worse than everybody. I didn't think she was going to be the worst of all. I thought somebody else was going to be the worst one of all about that. Talking about men being in control. So talking about how men control their money and whatnot. Yeah. And it does influence. She literally sat up here and said that the man's money doesn't influence her behavior. And her profession is to have sex on video for money. She just, a man's money does not affect my sexual behavior. Miss Benz, they need you on studio set number 5 so you can do this scene with the 3 men and the 2 chicks. Okay. Be right down.
Correct. Yeah, if she was married to a guy who has $50 million, $100 million, most guys in that type of caliber and that type of bracket, number one, they wouldn't want her to continue doing that work. So can they control her behavior? Of course. So if she's saying that she's married and, you know, she's with an affluent guy, that's totally false. Because if you just look at, like, Lana Rhodes or you look at Mia Khalifa, these women who were in porn, they're trying to scrub the hits on the internet because they've had so much troubles in their marriages because guys don't want that. You've even talked about it with Kanye. Kanye always had in the back of his mind that his wife is internationally known for having sex with Ray J, and that will never leave you.
Yeah, I mean, how can she be your queen when you know this? You can't unknow that. You can't unsee that. You can't. There's no way to do that. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let me get caller area code 804. You're on live with the business. What's your name? What are you talking about?
Cassie Roan from in Virginia.
Okay. We are got Grandma Green on the line. Let me tell that name again. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I said Cassie from Virginia.
All right, Cassie from Virginia. She's making the coney bread. What's on your mind?
You can't stop. Anyway, I'm just going to tell you the story of I'm agreeing with you because it was a friend of my mother's, and she was gorgeous. I remember her as a kid, and she was gorgeous. And she would use her looks for, you know, just to trick men out of their money or, you know, she just used them. She just used them constantly. And her and my mother grew up together. My mother got married, had kids, and everything. My mother wasn't a bad-looking woman, but this woman was gorgeous. And as time went on, she, you know, got less and less and less. And she was back in the day when light skin was the thing. And as she got older, she realized that her looks are fading and she had to do something more.
Right, because here's the problem. The problem is you said something there, which is a big misnomer. You said that, well, yeah, that might be true. Here's the problem. Gorgeous is worthless if there's no one to pay for it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is as she got older, she never worked. Okay, she came from family with a little money, and this and she never worked. And, of course, the money dried up, and the old people died out. And as she got older, she couldn't, I don't know the word to say, she couldn't manipulate like that like she used to. So she had to get a job. And she got
a
job.
That had to be soul crushing.
What now?
That had to be soul crushing.
Yeah, it had to be, you know. And she got a job as a waitress because she never put any stock into anything else but using her beauty towards men, you know, manipulating this, that, and the other. And when she get tired of one, she go to another, then men with money. And then she got older, those same men didn't want her anymore. So she had to work and stuff. So I'm agreeing with what you're saying. As you get older, that stuff is, you know, usable when you're young, pretty. But you're not going to stay that way forever. And you got to put some stock in something more so you can have a cushion to fall back on. Right now, she's like, I guess she's like in her 80s or 90s, and the family had to take her in because she didn't get enough money on anything. And this is how some of them end up, because they don't put stock in to what's going to happen to me tomorrow.
Well, I mean, they don't. There's no foresight, because when you're young and everything's going your way as a woman, the world's handed to you on a platter. Everybody gives you exactly what you want. You don't have to struggle. If you're a woman who's pretty, you don't have to struggle. And Kathy, she's having to struggle breathing, so let me go ahead and let her get back to the oxygen tank here. But Ambar, can we be honest about that? Being gorgeous, and, you know, like I say, people have complimented me to say the ladies I bring on are all, for the most part, attractive, except for a couple of exceptions. But the ladies I bring on are attractive. Okay, that's great. But Amber, can we be honest here? Beauty has no value if there's no man to pay for it. And I say a man because a woman is never going to pay for it. A woman is never going to compensate you for how you look. Just on that alone. You don't have any woman out there who's like, damn, Amber, you're cute. Let me pay your rent.
No, I agree. I definitely think that beauty and youthfulness, all of that does contribute to a man being able to give or contribute in a way. And I think, honestly, when I think into times and I think about how a lot of people, you know, back in the day got married at a younger age, right? Like, that's when it was youthful. You're youthful and you're pretty and you have it going on. So you get married younger, you know? And so I think that it is true. Like, I don't think a woman's going to say, oh, Amber, you look good. I'm going to pay for you. I'm going to pay for all your needs, all your necessities, right? But a man will definitely pay for me and my necessities, right? So those are some things I do agree with.
Let me go ahead and get caller from area code 469. You're on live. What's your name? Where you calling from? Okay, caller from area code 469 has been abducted. Caller from area code 708, you're on live with the business. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, my name is Sandra. I'm from Chicago. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sandra from Chicago. What's on your mind?
Yeah. So the you said that when women get older, like I'm 43, I've been driving a truck since I was 22. You said they lose value as they get older?
Yes, ma'am. A woman's value depreciates uh-huh. as she gets – a woman's value to men depreciates as she gets older, yes. That is true.
Well, if I'm, I'm thinking for me as far as the word value, I think I'm more valuable because I have more experience in life.
Okay. Who are the men who have paid to confirm what you're saying?
Well, I have a good father, my dad.
Your father pays for you, ma'am?
Oh, as I said, paved the way for me being valuable.
Okay,
once
you got over the age of, how old are you now?
I'm 43 now.
Okay, once you got over the age of 30, what men were saying that you were more valuable at 30 than you were at 20? Your intrinsic value.
I didn't need any kind of validation to be valuable by a man at 30 and 40.
Okay, so
what
you're telling
me,
have you ever been married?
I've never been married. I don't have any children.
Well, do you think there's a reason for that?
A reason why I'm not married? I put my profession forefront so I can make sure I can take care of myself. So I don't have
right.
to be flooded out.
Let's be very clear, uh-huh. though. A woman does that
yes.
when she knows she's a disciplinary problem.
I don't want to have to be submissive to somebody.
There you go.
Pay my way.
There you
but,
go.
But, okay, look.
So, in other words,
slow
down. You fell for the
yes.
trap. You fell for the bait that, well, if I pay my own bills, then I don't have to get a man's approval. I can behave however I wish to, and I got veto power by paying my own bills. Now, here's where things get rough for you. You have no husband.
Yes.
You have no children.
No.
If you have a serious medical situation in 10 years, who's going to take care of you? Who is going to see to your personal affairs?
The
hospital is not going to see your personal affairs. So let me ask this again, since you went for an irrelevant response, because you already know the answer. You have wasted the last 23 years. You have no husband. You have no children. If you have a serious medical situation happen in the next 10 years, who is going to handle your personal affairs?
My family members, my friends, people I trust.
Okay, your family members. Which family members are you referring to?
I have a sister. I have my
How old is your sister?
She's a year older than me.
So your sister is even older than you. So in 10 years, she'd be 55 or 56. And you think she's going to be able to take care of your personal affairs in addition to her own? Is she married?
She's married, yes.
Does she have children?
No.
So your sister has a husband. Does she live in the same state
yes.
with you?
She currently moved to Texas. So
okay, so she doesn't live anywhere. She doesn't live anywhere near you, and you're sitting up here telling everybody this falsehood that she's gonna come take care of your expenses or take care of your priorities. She's gonna be able to take care of your obligations. Do you even hear yourself say that?
I do.
What you're saying is absolutely fantasy.
Okay.
That's fantasy. Your sister is not going to come out here and take care of your responsibilities. She is not going to come see
what
your personal
responsibilities?
She can't.
What responsibilities? Mailing something off? They have services for that.
Ma'am, do you have a house? Ma'am,
yes?
Do you have a house? Do you have a car? Do you have a retirement pension?
I have things that are paid off. I don't have a pension I don't have a pension. No.
That's not a great sign. So you are a young woman who sat up here and went into the delusion that you can work. That's great when you're young, but you're not able to retire. You do realize what black women's health expectations are as they get older, right?
I listen to you all the time. You said the life expectancy for women is around 76 or something like that. I've heard
you
before.
You're past half that, and you don't have any type of retirement.
But you don't know how much money you have saved up.
Okay, great. How much money do you have in your 401k currently?
I don't have a 401k, but I have some savings. But that we're not doing a financial thing. I want to talk about, okay?
No, we're going to do that. How much do you have in your savings?
A few sums of nothing, not enough to live off of for like a year or two.
Thank you very much. This right here really just proves itself, ma'am. You need $2 million to be able to retire. And you're nowhere, you don't even have a 401k or a retirement vehicle to do it with. In other words, you're just working until you die. And the reason that you're working until you die is because you were a young woman who was too difficult to deal with a man and too stubborn to admit you needed one. And now you're in the latter years of your life and you don't have the option of getting a partner who will help to alleviate this burden. You are one health complication away from your life crashing down around your ears.
So how much you can ask how much I make a year.
It doesn't matter
to purchase
how much you make a year.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter how much
I feel like I'm
to help you.
Well, I feel like I'm competent enough, a go-getter, to afford what I need, which I have done that. The problem I'm having now is when I do meet somebody, they're incompetent, and why should I have to listen to bad information
Why is it that the competent men are avoiding you?
Because I'm not going to be slutted out for no amount of money. If you said that the man makes $250,000, would I have a threesome if he wanted? I shouldn't have to negotiate my morals for no $250,000. You know what I'm saying?
You've negotiated your principles already. You've already negotiated the most important thing of all, your time.
Yeah, I'm taking care of myself. I'm happy with myself.
Ma'am, let me ask you a couple of questions here. Have you ever been pregnant?
No, I don't have any children. No.
Okay. Have you ever been seriously involved with a man?
I have not been seriously involved with a man that was one-on-one. Maybe like 4 years I was driving local and spent time with him, but never living together.
What you're telling the world is that you have been married to your job.
Yes.
How many females do you think are kicking in any doors to trade places with your life?
I'm happy with my life. That's what I think that matters.
How many young women who are 21 years old, if I told them you'll be 43 years old with no husband, no kids, driving a truck through Ohio, how many females with no retirement, no savings,
right?
No benefits, how many 21-year-old females do you think would take that life and say, yeah, that's where I want to be?
People that love themselves and want to be self-sufficient and take care of themselves without any kind of stigmas of what you got to do to somebody else.
But you have to be happy with yourself because there isn't a man competing for your company, not one who's
working.
But
he's not going to make me happy. I'm already happy.
You're acting like that was a choice. You already screwed off your options. There's no man who will make you happy who's competing to come do it. That's why you're saying, I don't need a man to make me happy. Yeah, nobody's opting to try to do it.
What do I need him to do that I can't do myself?
Ma'am, let me ask you a question. How tall are you?
Yes. 5'5"
How much do you weigh?
Maybe about 198.
So you're 5'5" and you weigh 200 pounds.
Basically, yes, sir.
Do you see a problem?
I have had no problem with meeting males at all.
No, I didn't.
My
first
weight
of all,
is
the
very
males,
proportionate.
First of all, the males you meet,
I don't have a problem.
First of all, the males you meet are not anything that a woman would brag about. Second of all, here is not about that. Do you have any men out there who are looking to take care of you? No, you don't. You're 5'5".
Do I need them? Okay. Do I need them to take care of me?
Ma'am, you're 5'5", built like a sack of flour at the age of 43. You don't have any competent male options. That's the issue.
Well, I'm sorry.
You don't have any.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir. But what I'm saying is, you just told me
you don't. You just told me you don't. Who is the competent man who has resources? Who is the competent man who has resources who is trying to be a part of your life right now? Tell me who he is.
What resources am I in need
ma'am,
of?
You
I always say something financial.
I ask you a question,
okay.
ma'am. Who is the competent man with resources who is competing to be a part of your life now?
I have nobody competing to be a part of my life because I'm not
this
in need of
This conversation
anything.
Has just become redundant and circular. There isn't any man who's worth a dime who's looking to be with you. I'm not saying that to be insulting. I am simply reporting the news. There isn't a competent man of resources looking to be with you because nobody wants to take care of a chick whose attitude is messed off, who comes in the room saying she doesn't need a man. If you had a quality man, you just screw it off because you don't appreciate it. So there's no reason for a competent
man.
There is no reason for a competent man to waste his time calling you up or trying to be with you because you don't appreciate a competent man. So there's no reason for him to waste his time to even begin. So all you get are the incompetent men who you were complaining about before. So yeah, you do want male company, so you're lying. You do want male company, but the only thing you qualify for now is the aged out grandpa Pookie and Ray Ray because the competent men have no use for a woman who doesn't appreciate and is not grateful for what he provides and sacrifices for. It would be wasted on you.
What am I sacrificing when I bring something to the table?
What do you bring to the table? Ma'am, what do you bring to the table at 40-plus years old, 5'5", and 200 pounds?
Okay. I'm the same workhorse you be talking about. The workhorse that's going to dial on, I'm that same workhorse. So
okay,
men
don't
want to
work. Men are not looking for a woman who's a workhorse. We're looking for a woman who's a show horse. You have lost the plot. We're not looking for a female workhorse. We're looking for a show horse, not a workhorse.
Well, okay, the value thing, I believe I am more valuable. I haven't lost any valuable since I've aged.
You've got value to your employer, and that's marginal.
Uh-huh.
You haven't increased in value to anybody outside of your employer. Tell me who you have increased in value to outside of your employer. And I'm talking about tangible value that we can measure. Tell me who your value is increasing.
Okay. My family, my friends, somebody needs something, I'm able to help them out when they need help.
You're telling me your family sees you as more valuable now than they did 20 years ago?
Yeah, if you need help, I got it. Like, I'm out here.
Provide. Do you realize what you really just said? You have really just told everybody that you are the female man in your family, is what you've told everybody. You're the female man.
I feel like I'm telling men that I have something to bring to the table. Why work twice as hard when I can help and we can retire early and live a good life?
Ma'am,
like,
how
why
is he gonna live?
What
kind of life does an overachieving man have to look forward to with a 40-plus-year-old, 5'5", 200-pound woman?
Happiness.
Where's the payoff? How happy can a 40-plus-year-old, 200-pound, 5'5", woman make a man?
I've made them very happy. I'm very attentive. I listen.
You've made them very happy. Where are they now?
Very happy.
Where are
they
now?
They've been let go.
Okay.
They've been let go
because
they haven't.
You made them so happy that they're not there anymore.
I let them go.
Ma'am, if you let them go, then they're not. If you let them go, then clearly they were not interested in doing anything for you. Or either that, or you're just a very bad, you just fumbled the ball and you ran them off and you made them unmotivated to do anything for you. But either way, it comes back to you because you're the only common denominator.
You keep saying, I need you to do something for me. I need companionship. I need you to listen, not be combative with me. Like, I don't need you to get my hair and nails.
Why does a man need to listen to you? No offense.
Because I have something to say. We yeah, know Jesus and God has put us.
There are people insane of silence who have something to say, ma'am.
Why would a man give up
his other options to listen to you? I'm just asking, why would he do that? Why?
Why not? Why have
because
I said that was so wrong?
Because you're 40-plus years old, 5'5", and 200 pounds of surly masculine energy. That's why.
But you, they do tell me I am masculine. I act like a man. That's sad. But they still like me. They still like me, though. You acting like
the they who like you. How much money a year?
Yes.
How much money a year does one of they make?
The same amount. They truck drivers. They could be falling under me a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, in other words,
these are dudes who run the road. They got children. They got side chicks.
They got lot lizards.
Yeah, that's what you qualify for. This is a very damning commentary. I'm not making it look bad, y'all. I'm just reporting the news, okay? Don't get mad at me. I'm just reporting the news.
You
man.
Saying what application have I felt out for you to prevent? What happens when a man's 42 and 43 and he ain't got no wife? What does that make him? Not valuable anymore?
Ma'am.
What does that make the man when it happened to him?
Ma'am, y'all keep going to these same old deflections. Be quiet and just learn. Women are not looking for the same thing from a man that a man is looking for from a woman. So for that reason, you can't ask silly questions like when we get older. Our earning ability increases as we get older. That's the difference. What you want from us is our ability to produce. We're not the show horses. We're the work horses. So as long as a man can provide at a high level, he is going to have a numerous amount of female options. It doesn't work in reverse for you. Your ability to produce does not attract quality men to you. The men who it does attract, you don't want. So no, ma'am, as we get older, our ability to produce doesn't fall off. We get more valuable as producers as we get older.
Financially, but women won't.
Financially,
socially,
emotionally,
can y'all perform?
Intellectually.
What about financially, performing? What about
ma'am? Financially, emotionally, intellectually, socially, we improve as we get older. As a quality man, our shelf life of being able to do that is a very long runway. It basically extends almost to the point of death. A woman does not do that. Women's value starts to depreciate at roughly after the age of 25. It'll either be a slow decline or a steep drop off. But the bottom line is you can't negotiate with men for what you could at 35, what you were able to at 25. It doesn't work that way. A man is only hitting his stride when he gets in his mid-30s. For you, the game is pretty much over by the time you get to your mid-30s. If you haven't already picked a producer and a horse to ride, you're done. And you'll be 40 plus years old or 50 plus years old having to get out here in the brutal summer heats or the frigid cold in the winter, changing tires on the trucks and the tow balls and the third wheels in the middle of the elements when it's raining, getting pulled over by the state police in South Carolina, having motor issues. You're 50-something years old having to deal with that. Mm-hmm. When if you had just minded your damn manners when you were 22, you'd have a man out here doing that for you, and you would be sitting at home comfortable, not aggravating your arthritis and your gout.
Y'all be cheating. Y'all run off at the mouth all the time. Y'all think all we need is money.
We pay the cost to be the damn boss. You damn right we get to do that. We pay the cost to be the boss. We're the ones who let you sit up. It's not the other way around, ma'am. You damn right we earn the right to do that. And you don't appreciate a man who's done that, including your father.
My father has did his job and sent me out on my way at 18, so his job has been done.
Your
but
father,
for men, they're not
your
doing
father fumbled the ball. He did not raise a feminine daughter who could attract a quality male. That's a problem. Because
so,
you're paying for this for
so,
the rest of your
okay.
life. You've been paying for this with the rest of your life. His inadequacy to develop you into a woman who can attract a quality male, you're paying the bill on that now.
I beg to differ, sir.
Ma'am, you're on
it's
the phone with me right now talking
here.
About your 18-wheeler while you're on the road going somewhere. What you talking about? You beg to differ. You're living what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I ain't gotta suck no dick to get my rent paid. I ain't gotta
ma'am.
Put up with no mouth. I ain't gotta do that. I'm happy with that.
Ma'am, let me
when
ask
y'all
you
y'all learn
a question.
How to talk.
Ma'am, let me ask you a question.
Don't suck my dick to
are
get
you,
the rent paid. Or,
ma'am, are
uh-huh,
you?
No,
ma'am,
I'm not doing none of that.
Ma'am, guess what?
Okay.
Your lips are kissing white folks' asses to get your rent paid. You feel better?
Nah, I feel pretty good about myself that I'm working a 9-to-5 and making sure
okay.
what
your
I
lips,
need gets
your lips
provided
are
for
kiss, your lips are wrapped around them white men's asses to pay your rent. That's you call that an improvement?
Uh-huh.
You call that an improvement?
So what the man going to what's the
don't
man going to do? What's this?
Question, ma'am. No, you're, while
okay.
you're about what your lips are doing, your lips are wrapped around them white folks' asses to pay your rent. You could have a husband instead. You're talking about working for them white folk is better than having a husband? Are you mental?
And let him suck the white man's dick. Let him keep sucking the dick by himself. Like, what you talking about, sir? He going to suck
ma'am?
The dick to be the workhorse? How long he finna be sucking dick for then? He the workhorse,
ma'am,
ain't he? How long he
if, he's, if he's the workhorse, you supposed to sit back and let
uh-huh.
him do what you do. You ain't going to be able to stare down the white man the way that the black man is. Sit, stop.
What
that
mean? I don't love him. If I'm let him carry the whole load, I don't love him. He's just the workhorse.
No,
he's
ma'am.
Not valuable.
No, a man,
he's
a quality man is not
himself.
Looking for you to, quote, unquote, help him carry no load as your expression of affection. A
the
woman
quality,
doesn't express her affection
what,
by, quote,
okay.
carrying the load. A woman expresses her affection by deferring to the man, which is a concept you are
deferring
to.
I'm trying to defer the load off of him so we can both relax when it's time.
A quality man don't need no damn help to carry the load. Them bum niggas you've been dealing with need your help. A quality man doesn't need your damn help.
So you want me to stroke his ego and just let him be a workhorse his whole life?
Yeah.
Just stroke his ego. Let me.
That's
okay.
what you're supposed to do. The problem you have with it is that you're inadequate and inept at it.
I think I love my man enough not to just put the burden on him. But if they don't want me, then fine.
When's the last time you had
a man? I'm dealing with somebody right now, but I wouldn't necessarily
I don't
call
believe
him my
you.
man.
I don't believe you.
I mean, I'm laying up.
I want to talk to him. I don't believe you. I want to talk to him.
He put me on you. He on here. He put me on you.
Put him on the phone.
Oh, wow. I got to call him on 3 minutes to see if he's going to answer the phone. That's crazy. Hold on. Let me see if he has the phone. Okay, hold on.
Amber, do you see what I got to deal with here? I'm giving life lessons to the young ladies. Do you see what I have to deal with here? This is a public service that I'm offering everybody here. I've got a bunch of delusional chicks on the line talking crazy and every damn thing else. She was 40-something years
Hello.
Old.
Go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to him. What's going
Go
on,
ahead,
Jason?
What happened? What happened? Just between you and me. Come on now. Lay it on the line for me. What happened? What went wrong?
I'm a driver too, man.
And about me. But that I'm controlling.
Okay, ma'am, hold on a second. Let this man speak. Don't overtalk him like that.
Okay.
Let this man
okay,
speak.
Brother,
this is what I'm talking about right here. This is the problem right here. Do you see what just happened?
Jason,
how
look.
Did you end up, how did you end up here? I'm trying to help you. How did you end up here?
I had met her. I was dropping off a load. And
Literally.
I was dropping off a load. We met at a DC somewhere. And she had gave me her phone
line. Just say it's truck stop. I met her at the truck stop.
No, it ain't a truck stop, bro. It was at I think it was at a Costco DC. And
all right.
we just started talking because she's a driver. She's been driving longer than I have. And, you know, we was talking. But, yeah, what happened was, yeah, you pretty much right with that. Like, she's not that feminine. She does have an attitude problem. And, you know, to the point where it'll make a docile man call her, you know, a bitch and shit. You know, and she is very controlling.
The masculine energy off the charts.
I've told her about the and I've told her about the masculine energy thing too. Like, you could even ask her. I told her about that. I told her about how she doesn't have much to bargain with as far as her age. Like even me, you know, I make the same amount, if not more, than she does. So I don't need her to take care of me. My credit is good.
Am I good to you, though? You acting like I ain't treating you good, though.
Yeah, but the attitude thing, you do treat me good.
I do get out of pocket, you start calling me bitches and shit. Like, who does that?
When you come in like a dude, what do you think gonna happen?
Why can't I have my own personality? This is my personality.
Yes,
but I treat him good.
And how she call her own self a bitch.
Okay,
she be like,
slow down.
I'm a bad bitch.
Slow down, both of you.
I don't say that.
Men
don't
use the tools that work, Cassie. If feminine tools worked with you, men would use that. Feminine tools don't work with you. We got to bring out the heavy machinery. And that's because you don't respond to feminine tools. Feminine tools are light and subtle. You don't respond to those. Maybe if you responded to them, then men wouldn't have to drag out the big hardware. How about that? Okay, ma'am, you are struggling. We already covered that. You are socially struggling, physically struggling, financially struggling. You are struggling. You're over the age of 40. You're overweight, over the line, over the limit. You don't have any retirement savings whatsoever. None.
He said I'm overweight. I guess he generalized and had women built. I'm just overweight.
Ma'am.
He said I'm overweight.
Ma'am,
I'm not built.
Stop it. Stop it.
Okay,
ma'am, the bottom line is you are right now, you've just been working for 20 years. You are no closer to being ready to stop working today than you were 20 years ago. You might as well have just started working 3 years ago for the amount of results you have to show for it.
I got some results. It ain't no man, but I got some results. Where do I go from here?
You don't have any results. If you needed to retire in 10 years, you couldn't do it.
I have assets that I could sell off to do that, but why do that when I'm still in good condition to work?
You've worked your whole life, and the only way that you could sustain yourself is if you used your life as a pawn shop and started selling things.
20 years from now, to live just for 10 to 20 years, I can live without working.
How well are you going to live for 10 or 20 years with the assets that you currently have if you sold them?
Probably apartment living.
And is that where you hoped your life would be at the age of 60?
That's why I'm still going, sir.
Second time, is that where you hoped your life would be at the age of 60?
At 60, I do not plan on apartment living and selling off assets to get to apartment living, no.
Okay, well, baby, your 18-wheeler is in the express lane to go straight to work until you 80.
How much can you possibly provide? You only human. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to live this unreality that, you're a man.
You are a woman.
You're a human, too.
Ma'am, how many 70-year-old female truck drivers have you met?
I'm now looking to meet him. I'm okay. Focused.
Second,
I'm here to get it. I don't.
Second
okay.
time, ma'am. How many 70-year-old female truck drivers have you met?
I see them driving, but I ain't never talk to them. I see them older out here, but I ain't never like, hey, ma'am.
70-year-old, does DOT even allow that?
Actually, they do. I've known older male drivers that's driving. I don't know about the women, but I see them. They older.
Thank
they
you,
out here.
Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't using subterfuge.
I've seen the men out here.
I need to get her to go ahead and tell the truth about that. Yes, it's allowable, but you're only going to see men doing it. There are no 70-year-old
female
drivers.
This is a man's profession. This
ma'am,
is a man's
how many,
profession. It's
how
predominantly men.
Ma'am, how many 60-year-old female truck drivers have you met?
I know one right now. She's 56. 56.
She's, no, I said 60.
You want me to?
60.
Oh, no, she's like 56. She's still
thank
got
you
her,
very
three,
much.
3 more years ago. Still kicking,
okay,
though. She ended the winning. Nothing wrong with her.
She's
still working, no problem.
She
ain't got no man.
How are you going to talk about she's in it to win it? She's already lost it. What the hell are you talking about? She's already lost. What the hell is this science fiction you're doing? She's already lost.
If you lost, that means you're dependent on somebody else. I'm not going to have it lost.
No, ma'am. Losing is working with no damn end in sight. That's losing.
Yeah, it seems like we all on that path. The president's
president. No, we all ain't. Joe Biden asked, he's been on vacation now for 20 years. You are working. Joe Biden doesn't go anywhere he doesn't want to go. You get white folk who give you a dispatch notice and tell you where you're going every day. Don't even try to come here.
And
your
I love
life.
What I do. I love what I do.
Where's your man
I really
at?
Do. It's
put
not
man,
even
put your man back on the phone. Put your man back on the phone.
What's good?
Yeah.
Brother, how did you end up here? How did you end up here with her? How did this happen? I heard about the Costco thing, but that's not what I mean. I'm saying, brother, which way did your life go that this was where you ended up at? That's what I'm trying to ask you.
I listened to you. I've been listening to you for about 10 years. And yeah, I came from a bastard baby maker. I was born in 84, so I went through the crack era.
Brother.
I didn't have a father, but I had my uncles and I had my grandfather. And I had my grandfather.
Sir.
I didn't do any kill. Yeah, what's up?
you're what? What's five up? Or six? You're 5 or 6 years younger than she is.
Uh-huh.
And you got
yes,
a
CDL. Sir.
You have a CDL.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you have all your endorsements?
I'm on the road right now.
Do you have all your endorsements?
I didn't need all. No, I didn't. No, I don't.
And that's the first reason why this is where you at here. Upgrade, 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 upgrade. Brother the Struggle, how many kids do you have? Be honest. Be honest. How many kids you got?
I have 2 boys.
There you go. Okay. How much child support you paying?
I don't play much. Me and my baby mama cool. It's like 400.
Okay.
I see. I'm a 1099. Oh, I wanted to tell you this. A lot of those dudes, like the guy that was driving for Warner, you want to drive for a 1099 company. Like this company, I work for a 1099. I run my taxes through my LLC. So, and I also, through my LLC, I have a business account.
I hope the new law in California doesn't derail that for you. So,
I live in Texas. I live in Texas.
Well,
and
my
company is from out of Illinois.
I guess his plan is to avoid California. Congratulations if you can do that.
Slow down.
Here's the issue, brother. What I'm saying is you doing a whole lot over there for some companionship, ain't you?
I really don't have time, bro. I run cross country. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're telling me is that your attitude issues are minimally impacting you because you ain't really there.
Oh, no. I have issues with her attitude all the time. You know what I'm saying? And
Okay,
you know,
that's my point.
Yeah, I mean,
that's my point, brother. So I'm telling you, you doing a hell of a whole lot for some companionship, ain't you?
Yeah.
You doing the most, brother. You're doing the most. You ain't just doing a lot. You're doing the most over there. That's the point I'm trying to make to you. Bruh, at 43 years old, 5'5", and 200 pounds, this is the best we can do? Don't answer that because you ain't got to lay it with me. You ain't got to lay it with her. You can't lay it with me. You got to lay it with her. So don't answer that directly. Are you dealing with all that and a difficult true? Brother, do you realize you basically reduced it down to, look, she's a warm place to lay up at. Really? This is where we at?
I'm nice.
I
don't look like a sack of potatoes.
I don't
make him do everything when it's time for us to hang out. He ain't got to be putting his priorities to the side to accommodate me.
You do not appreciate, nor are you grateful.
Do you appreciate me?
You do not appreciate.
Ain't I grateful to you?
You are not
grateful. I'm grateful to you.
Ma'am, is this a hostage situation? It sounds like you got him around the collar talking about, I'm grateful to you. That's the problem. This doesn't even sound comforting or loving while you're saying it. It sounds like you have him in a headlock talking about, tell him I'm grateful to you, nigga.
Jason, I don't want to embarrass, she's a real cool person, man. She's really good to talk to. She knows a lot about the industry. She didn't tell you she got her own truck, too. She drives,
brother,
so she's the owner operator.
Problem is she got
and
to
that's
be.
That's what I was trying to do.
The problem is she's got to be productive because she's got so many attitude problems that will make her too undesirable to a fella of quality going forward with her for real. She ain't supposed to be pushing her own rig. That's the problem.
I was telling her I would have did it because that's where I'm at, that's why what I'm doing with my LLC.
Look, here's the bottom line. A woman who knows that she doesn't qualify for a quality man, and furthermore, she knows that she's such a hard head and a difficult person to deal with, she's never going to let you have the reins, nor is she ever going to trust you enough to be in charge because she doesn't actually believe that she can keep you because she knows she's not able to. That's the problem.
You are right. You're right. And she can tell you this. I used to tell her all the time, I'm not looking for a relationship. And I told her it was with the first 2 weeks when we were talking, I was telling her that, like, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm focused on building. I already made the mistake of having two kids with this chick that I'm not going to marry. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I have
and
to
now, and now you got this chick that you ain't going to marry.
And that's cool with me. Like, I'm
it
good.
Better,
it's not
your
a,
case,
I'm still,
in your case, it better be.
But he's still a man, though. We both pulling the same thing. It's not like, ooh,
here is
he
what I'm telling you. Here's what I'm telling you.
And
I'm
that's not something
you,
that's important to me, though, Jason.
Man, I'm
Jason,
telling you.
Her for being able to produce.
Okay, slow down. This fella
not
is the last train leaving.
You're not a captain save
okay,
a lady.
Ma'am, this fella is like Tupac and Jim Belushi and gang related. Ma'am, this is the last train leaving for you. This is the last train leaving. I suggest you get a ticket to ride. This is your last train leaving.
What to do now? Play nice.
Hold on to the man. Don't ask no damn questions. Keep a smile on your face to the extent you can and hold on for dear life.
Okay.
This is the last train leave.
Thank you.
I suggest you be on it.
Okay. I'm going to keep the face.
Thank you for giving us the call. Where did I put it? There it is. Bethany Benz. Tanikia. Damn me, Cassie, the truck driver and her nigga. Y'all, Pepto ain't gonna hold me tonight. Whatever in the hell Bethany was drinking, whatever that was, wow, are they liquefying it now? I need some liquid cocaine up in here is what I need. Pepto ain't gonna hold me. Not gonna do anything for me. Not after tonight. Not after tonight. I didn't have an ulcer before. Got one now. Not gonna hold me. I'm too square of a nigga to be doing this. I don't have access to hard enough stuff to be doing this. I don't. I used to wonder why niggas smoke weed when they host these programs. Corey Holcomb and them, they got the drink. Other dudes got the weed. I'm the only nigga out here trying to make it without it. This is why Tariq don't want to talk to people on his program. I'm like, oh, now I see why. Okay. He saves himself that I'm the only dumbass out here doing this with no supplements. Amber.
Oh, my gosh. That was interesting. I think for me, him admitting with her on the phone, like, I was just like, okay, this is a lie. Like, he's legit agreeing with everything you're saying with her on the phone, and she's agreeing with what he's saying back. That was very interesting.
He couldn't do nothing but it. He's trying to navigate a situation that don't need navigation is the problem. Dude, you don't even fool her like that. She doesn't have any options. She going to take whatever she can get. Just, bro, get out there and do what you do. Just don't get nobody pregnant and don't get no diseases. Do what you do. Where's her veto power?
But also, he only pays $400 for two children a month?
Yeah, he got off easy.
I'm with my baby mama, so I only pay $400?
Yeah, he got off easy. Now, girl, baby, chicks out here taking twos and fews, so that's it. He probably got a chick just like her, and it's just like, okay, she get it how she live. That's the other reason why dudes like to have vocations like that, because they can make money that not necessarily you can get your hands on all of it. You can't necessarily see all of it. So like I say, but take a look at what the trade-off is. Okay, he doesn't have the baby mama. Yeah, I'm seeing what you got now. Okay, well, Jason, she cool and treat me nice. I can't tell. Okay. She was literally on the phone with her teeth gritted, talking about, tell him I'm grateful to you. Really? Tell him I'm grateful to you. Wow, okay. Looking like
that
the Iranian hostages.
Interesting relationship.
Yeah, boy, wouldn't you like to trade to them? Get rid of your husband so you can go ahead and have this little dynamic.
Absolutely not. No. I also think they're more of a relationship for on the road. So they're probably just like, you know, taking care of business on the road, meeting up wherever they're at. But I don't necessarily think that's anything more than that. As he stated, right? He was like, her attitude. He also, like, she's like 40-something years old. She's not giving him children. He doesn't want to be married. He doesn't want that. So I just think also when you're in that line of work, like she chose to be on the road. That's what she chose to do. So now, I mean, they're made for each other for right now, just to take care of business for each other.
No. Not right now. Because here's the problem. She doesn't have the ability to get something better. That guy is the best she can do. The worst decision that a female who is she's screwed off in the head. She's a disciplinary problem. You messed up. The worst thing she can do is keep running back in the sexual marketplace. All you're doing is racking up bodies, which is tearing your already fragile psyche more asunder. You're becoming a cat lady. You're sitting up here with houseplants, video games, stuffed animals, and every damn thing else. That's what you end up becoming. That's a destroyed psyche. She would be much better off just saying, you know what, let this one just be the last one and make it do what it do. That would take maturity and rationality. If she does go back in the sexual marketplace, what the hell is she going to get? Denzel Washington, Michael B. Jordan, Bill Gates. She's not eligible for that. The guy that just got off the phone, that is the best she can do. If she does go back into the marketplace, the best she can get is another one of him.
And I mean, I really think that she's in that cycle, though. Because like you said, and like she stated, she's not interested in, she hasn't been interested in having children. She hasn't been interested in getting married. And I think that truck life also of like always being on the road, being in a different city, being in a different place, her lifestyle wasn't made for her to have children or to settle down. And on top of that, I was just worried about her financials, because at least if you're single and your financial stability, you have your 401k in place, you have your retirement in place, you're saving for retirement, like all of these things, but she doesn't have any of that. So you're in your 40s, soon in a couple of years, you should be retiring and you have no money to retire on, because there's no way that by the time she's 65, she's going to accumulate that type of money that she needs to be able to retire. So not only is she going to be alone, because she's not going to have anybody taking care of her, because we can forget family members, but everybody else is going through their own stuff. So you don't have anybody that has been helping you save for you to be able to get there. So I think that's what worries me too. Not so much the companionship. She'll be fine. She'll find somebody in each city. But I think for me, it's more so like her life, her financial stability post her job. What
okay.
if one day she can't pass
well,
any of these
here,
exams?
Here's the problem, Amber. Here's the problem. For all this talk of all these females who float online everywhere, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, running around talking about, oh, you need to know your worth and accept your value and, you know, reach emotional health and equilibrium. And they've engaged in lifestyles that so clearly demonstrate there ain't no damn emotional health going on there. No offense, Tanikia, that was not the image of emotional health we saw on the screen here earlier. That was the very definition of schism. Cassie, that wasn't the, Candace, whatever her name was, that's not the, that was not the, an illustration of emotional health. That was an illustration of schism. And the sickness that we have today is you got chicks out here who are like, okay, the federal government and the capitalist system told me if I stay out here on the road, I can go ahead and keep working and keep feeding this dysfunction until you reach a point that all these females talking about, they don't want to lose themselves. They don't want to lose themselves. They don't want to lose themselves. She's lost her femininity across the board. You're the only halfway feminine chick I had on here tonight, which is a damn shame because one of them was an internationally known porn chick. I can't even say porn star. One of them was a damn porn chick on here tonight. And her femininity was out the damn window. That's the problem. All this trying to tread water and y'all don't understand. It doesn't turn you into tomboys. It turns you into men. When you are willing to accept becoming a workhorse, don't tell me about you ain't lost yourself. You just lost your femininity. It's gone. That's gone. You're telling me that you can compete with the men physically? Your femininity is, first of all, you can't do it. But second of all, your attempt to try means your femininity is destroyed. It ain't there anymore. When she was on the phone with me, she was perfectly fine being masculine. The man gets next to her and she starts trying to false flag. Well, I can do this. No, you can't. It's not working. And you're going on 45 years old. It's not working. You've lost yourself. And not even a roadmap of seeing iDog and National Geographic can get you back. You've lost yourself with all these people and gurus talking about helping you to not, you don't want to lose yourself. You don't want to lose yourself. You don't want to, you need to find yourself. I begin, you have a generation of females who've lost themselves, two generations lost themselves completely. That was the definition of lost myself. There isn't even the womanhood still remaining. What is a man working for to sit next to, to lay next to another dude? The whole purpose of having a female is that you all are supposed to accentuate the characteristics that we don't have. That's the point. You're supposed to accentuate all the things that we don't have. You're supposed to specialize in all the things we don't have. Attempt to compete against us, to challenge us, to defy us. That's what a masculine being does. A masculine being defies, contests, competes, conquers. She's trying to convince us that 43 years old, 5'5", and 200 pounds of masculine rough and rumble, that she's there's some femininity buried in there that's worth competing for. And that's why I said at the beginning, there's no man going to compete for this. A man is competing for you to bring to him what he doesn't have. And hopefully there's $1 million worth of that there. The younger you are, the more valuable it is. The reason why we don't want to deal with older females is because you all have had the femininity beaten out of you. And then they get on the internet with a bunch of other chicks who've been ragged out and run through too, and the femininity has been beaten out of them too. And then they all sit around trying to comfort each other that I'm okay. You okay too, sis? Yeah, I'm okay too. That's what the program started off with, a damn porn chick and another lady over there with two-tone hair telling each other that everything's perfectly fine. Everything's great. Jared Leto wants his hair back, ma'am. That's the damn problem. And it would be funny if these folks weren't actually out here. That's the issue.
But then my thing is, too, I have a question. I wonder what we call the men that mess with those women, though. So, like, we're talking about her, right? And we're talking about her lifestyle and what she's doing. But what about him? He's just as, like, bad.
No, not really, because he's losing less. She didn't ask any questions to that. He's losing less. Amber, listen to me. All the females out there, listen to me. Bethany Benz, damn it. Listen to me. There's a reason that we're called workhorses, Amber. It's because we ain't supposed to be show horses. We're not here to get put into the stables and be treated nicely. It's our job to plow the fields. There's a reason that our life expectancy is less than yours. We are the warrior class. We are the Spartans. That's what we do. We are the Zulu. We are the elite. That's what we do. The math doesn't work if we both make it out of here at the same time. The math actually doesn't work out as well. Somebody is going to have to sacrifice themselves. That's the way it has always been. And as men, we welcome that. We accept that. As Sean Bean said in the movie Equilibrium, if that's the price, I pay it gladly. I posted from Carl Jung that if a man can tell, as long as a man knows the why, he can survive anyhow. As long as we know what we're doing it for, we'll pay whatever the price is. As a woman, it doesn't work for you that way. A man can run these roads and beat these streets for 30, 40 years, and it doesn't beat the masculinity out of him. A woman trying to do it, it beats every scintilla of womanhood out of you. That's the problem. He can do this. It's making him more of a man. She can't do this. Why not, Jason? Because it's making her more of a man. And her options in men, she's registering, by the way, I got some dudes, well, how quality are they? Not really. Well, then, you know, what does that tell you? That tells you that you've lost yourself. So, yeah, the bummiest dude who lays up with her is losing less. That's a gain for him. He's getting sexual access he probably should not be getting at all. Guess what? He got it. He found a way to make it work. That makes his life easier and less stressful. You know what makes a woman's life less stressful? Having this burden of performance lifted off of her. That's what does it. You want to break a woman's psyche and destroy a woman's soul? Send her into the workforce and tell her, work until you die. That's how you destroy a woman's psyche. You all can try to put on a brave face as much as you want to. You know damn well every morning you think about going out that door, even if you work from home, every morning you think about that routine and being relegated to that, that's chipping away at your psyche, and you know it. You know it is. That's the problem. So the fellas up here at the truck stops and whatnot, if they can get in where they fit in, that's a come up for them. Remember, sexual access costs a woman. It doesn't cost a man. Marriage and commitment cost a man because you want us to pay your way. Well, that I got to be committed to you to do something like that. You're not going to commit to me like that. So sex costs you more than it costs me. Commitment and marriage cost me much more than it costs you. So that's why them dudes you're talking about, yeah, could they be doing better? I don't know. That's a relative term. What I will tell you is that they're making out better. You know why? Because when they finish laying up on her, they can go hop back in their truck and leave. And go find the next one in another city. And go lay up with her and then leave. And meanwhile, she's watching. His years are building up assets for him. Her years ain't building up none for her. Doesn't work that way. It can't. Lord, take the wheel. Caller from area code 832. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, Jason? This is Reese from Houston.
Take your phone off a speaker. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Sorry, I had my Bluetooth. 1 second. Jason, can you hear me now?
What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Reese calling from Houston.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, man, it was pretty excruciating. I know you probably need to take a few shots of that Pepto because, yeah, it was pretty hard to listen to the broadcast tonight with all the delusions and fantasy.
Damn Pepto. I need some Ritalin in this son of a gun, but go ahead.
Some Xanax something, man, because goddamn, like, so I think Ambar, I didn't hear the first, like, 20 minutes of the show, but I think Ambar pointed something out when you kind of let her give her feedback on the one German woman, basically how she got triggered, and it was, like, tied to her age. And I think basically she's triggered and emotional because, you know, it goes right up, you know, her situation with her, you know, profession and her age. And that's why she kept saying, you're coming for me, you're attacking me. It's like, no, man, we're just talking like facts, statistics, like we're just talking reality, and you're getting triggered and emotional because I'm speaking on your life, even though I'm not talking directly to you or about you. It directly pertains to what your situation is based on your age and profession. And she's, you know, in denial, trying to say, nah, this ain't it, this ain't it. And it's like, they never put into context what they're saying or what you're saying even. It's like, I think you really got to slow down for them, especially when they're getting emotionally triggered. It's like you're saying stuff and they're just like just listening to respond. They're not listening to comprehend or get an understanding.
Well,
so they just kept saying stuff.
They've never actually had a man speak truthfully to them before. Let's be very clear. When these are chicks who are used to having men pander to them. They're used to men who are so desperate to have sexual access that he will say anything she wants to hear. His priority is not pissing her off. So he knows what she's saying is bull jive. He knows what she's saying is crap. And she's so selfish and single-minded and vain that she's like, yeah, go ahead and lie to me because I'm exercising power over you. She met somebody tonight who wasn't going to lie to her. And when she tried to make me move off of it, I'm like, I'm not moving off of that. You're the one in delusion, not me. I'm not going to move off of
it. And then the
accustomed to men who are so desperate to please her that they will sit here and alter their reality and deny reality in order to please and placate her. So it was a shock to her soul to meet somebody who wasn't going to do that. She just knew any moment there I was going to soften up what I was going to say in order to comfort her, and it didn't happen. Well, don't you know me? I'm the great Bethany Benz, baby. That and $2,000 will get you a plane ticket back to Russia.
And that's the kind of women that's the only kind of women that will, I mean, the only kind of men that will go after those women, the ones that are willing to put up with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And so when they kept saying, oh, no, I get men, like you said it before in many other shows, oh, I get men, kind of men, ma'am. What kind of men are you getting? You're not getting, like you kept repeating that to the other girl, I think it was the one you were just talking to, whose man got on the phone. You kept repeating that to her, like, what kind of men? They're so great that you didn't want them. And yet you're bragging over here like it's a brag, like you you know what I'm saying? You're posting up on the fact that you're getting men who are just looking at you as sexual access, and I'm not even going to embarrass, you know, the guy or whatever and go any deeper on that. But it when women say they have value still, and that's the other thing the truck driver kept saying, and the Russian chick kept saying that she has value, gets better with age, blah, blah, blah. I mean, women, please stop this insanity. Your value comes from your beauty first and foremost. So as you get older, your value drops because your beauty drops. We don't give a damn about your income. We don't give a damn about your degrees. We don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, none of that shit fucking matters to us. And the more, you know, masculine you get, like, like, we don't want to put up with that shit. We don't want the woman that says, oh, I can't I can't find a man because no man can handle me. We don't want a woman we got to handle. That says you want abusive, one of those hot and cold relationships is abusive on and off again. We don't want that. We want a woman that can get an understanding, that can listen, that can digest and process what we're saying, and have an educated, intelligent response, unlike what we were witnessing tonight on your show. Like I said, man, I don't know how you do it, brother, but thank you for what you do. You validated so much for me and many, you know, this show and many other shows, and really, you know, made a difference for me and my personal life. So I appreciate you.
I won't take value away from this. And one of the values I want you to take away from this is dispelling myths and rumors, myths and misnomers about life. It's a hell of a thing to wake up in your 40s and realize you got it wrong. That's a hell of a way to do that. You woke up in your 40s and realized you got it wrong because you are out of the most precious commodity of all time. You can't wake up at 40 and go, damn, I need a do-over for my 20s. I blew
it's a whole lifetime ago.
I need a do-over for my 20s. You can't get up in your 40s trying to get a mulligan for your 20s. That's the problem. You're not supposed to be in your damn 30s talking about you can compete with the 20-year-olds. She gave the analogy of sports athletes. There isn't a 40-year-old athlete in the world who's going to tell you that he can compete with the 20-year-olds. Not a single one.
Right.
Tom Brady is not going to tell you that he can compete with a 25-year-old. He's not telling you he can compete against Jameis Winston or anybody else like that. Now, is Tom still performing at a good level? He damn sure is. But even he wouldn't tell you that. Brett Favre at the end of the twilight of his career wasn't saying that. Troy Aikman at the twilight of his career wasn't saying that. Mike Tyson at the twilight of his career. We can go down the list. You don't have 38-year-old, 40-year-old men telling you they can compete with the 20-something-year-olds. They even in the rap game, they hand that off. They wouldn't be triggered. Because we understand, no, I can't compete against them. I can be me. I can do all right, but I can't compete against them. They're going to whoop your ass.
I mean, the best they can hope. So I was just going to say, the best they can hope for is that they kind of offset. You showed the charts where you offset, you know, with your bullet, your numerical, you know, points or whatever, where you offset, you know, things you're lacking with other things. So, yeah, you get older, you get, you know, maybe a little bit more intelligent, a little bit more wise and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, that's going to go so far, though. It's not going to completely offset your physical beauty because you said it yourself earlier. I forget exactly how you said it. But, I mean, I was thinking in my head, you ever heard of Meg Thee Stallion? Because you were like, we want a show stallion or whatever, however you said it. And I'm like, yes, we want a show stallion, not a workhorse. Like, that's what we're for. That's what we're doing. Unless
we want
to school like,
horse, not
the only
horse.
The only person.
Thank you very much for getting the call here tonight. Certainly, that's what we're looking for. We want a workhorse, not a show horse. And you have to be able to appreciate that. Bethany, if you want to know why it is you didn't get a producer, babe, it's because you didn't appreciate one. That's the reason for that. You can't come out with utter contempt for what a man can do and then think it's ever going to work out. Because all that lying, you all tell me, did Bethany strike you all as happy with all that damn lying she was doing? Did she strike any of us here as being happy, fulfilled, content with her life, everything, a sunny disposition? You can't even say that about Karen. And, you know, I think the world of Karen. But you can't say that about her. Her disposition never changed much. But it damn sure didn't go off the rails like this. You can't compare those two. You can't compare those two to each other. Don't tell me that the last 15 years didn't take a toll on you, Miss Benz. I can see from your behavior, from your demeanor, from your inability to even do a internet program without the drink in your hands. It's taken a toll on you. You'd have been better off getting a job at Wendy's when you were 18 years old. And I'm sure they had Wendy's or at least McDonald's in Russia at the time when you were there. You'd have been better off getting a job at the Russian Mickey D's and marrying somebody with some sense than doing what you did. You'd have been better off giving the reins to some Russian commissar over there who could actually pilot the ship correctly than to try to get out here and make it on your own like you did. It didn't work. Your psyche got torn to ribbons. It didn't work. And I'm not dissing you or going in on you. Let me be very, very clear about that. I am not dissing you nor going in on you. I'm telling the brutal truth about this. You're supposed to be able to look at what you've done and be okay with that. You're not okay with it. You know why? Because the men you're looking to take care of, you judge that. There's not going to be a happily ever after because a man who gets with you can hear the giggling and the snickering from other men. He knows what they when she walks somewhere, she knows men are sitting up here looking at her like, yeah, we know what you look like naked. We know what you look like naked with two or three dudes on you. There's no fella who's sitting there puffing out his chest with pride. How motivated is a man to indulge himself in that environment? There's not enough cooking, cleaning, house washing, carpet scrubbing in the world to balance that out. That's the problem. So she got triggered when I talked about age because she hears it all the time. They keep saying it to her all the time. That's why she's like, oh, my God, I came here. Yeah, I didn't want to talk about your porn career. I wanted to talk about value. And when she went off the rails about age, she's letting you know, yeah, I know, the time is gone. The time is gone now. What do you do about that? Well, I can go make another movie. Yeah, but you can't make your 20s come back. You need a do-over. You need a do-over. She's not looking at tomorrow saying it's going to get better. Did y'all hear some of the stuff she was saying here tonight? Okay, let me go ahead and address that right quick here. Let me get Amber off the screen. Let me go ahead and address that right quick here tonight. She's talking about let me go ahead and die. Yeah, I heard that. I'm not going to gloss over that or paper over that. She's talking very picayune.
Look it up.
She's talking very dismissively about dying. That ain't cool. That ain't cool. That's not mental health. You're not supposed to be cavalier about that unless you're talking about sacrificing your life for a worthy cause. That wasn't what she was talking about. She's like, well, if it's over, it's over. All those men on top of you, and it's beaten the zest and the zeal for life out of you. That's problematic. When the life you've lived has beaten the zest for life out of you, that's a problem. Yeah, we all heard her say that. Don't look for me to make a YouTube short out of that because they'll flag it. But we all heard that. You wanted reality radio? You got it. We heard that. Did that sound to you like she's okay with where she's been? 35 years old and talking like Tupac about dying. Talking like Biggie about dying. Talking like the young black males we all listened to back in the 90s about dying. You're looking at her and saying, my goodness, you take a look at her. What the hell is she talking about dying for? Because what you don't see her the way she sees herself. And the problem comes in acting like you're okay. I'll go to therapy the rest of my life. Oh, my goodness. Do you hear that? What she's saying is I can never be fixed. I'm broken and I can never be fixed. I don't believe you can fix it. She's got no patience for men lying to her, except the ones she wants lying. Don't tell her that she can fix this. She knows she can't. She would have to find an extraordinary individual to overlook this. No, I meant what I said, ma'am. You'd have been better off getting a job at Five Guys or making snow cones and get you a husband when you were 20 years old than to take the path that you did. Look where it took you, 35 years old, and if she got hit by a Greyhound bus, she's talking as if it wouldn't faze her. Beauty is currency. Let me say that again. Beauty is currency. It is. Let's stop talking bull jive to each other. Beauty is currency. The women who spend it wisely will find themselves with a financial windfall and plenty to gain and cash out with. The women who don't will find themselves paupers with no more value left. And that's a hell of a place to end up at 35. I'm not going to sit up here and bomb on her too badly despite her behavior earlier tonight. I'm not going to bomb on her too badly here. I feel sorry for you, Bethany. I pity you, Bethany. Y'all, she was wilding out before she ever got on here. Amber, I ain't going to bring you into it, but you were listening too, so you know I'm not lying on her. She was already lit before she ever got on here. She was talking and rambling before she ever got on here. I'm not going to make you testify, but you were there before we got on the air. You were there. That's why you all heard Bethany talking when I logged on. I can say that part. I told everybody 10 seconds before we go on, and Bethany starts talking again. Well, you know, is it which one are we going to start with here? I told her, everybody be quiet 10 seconds before we go on. She started talking again. Yeah, she's lit and every damn thing else. That's why when we logged on, that's why you all heard her voice talking. Yeah, that's why that happened. And I'm saying I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you that you actually told yourself you could wing this alone. Because you know it ain't true. And you hated us talking about younger females because you're like, wait a minute, I can be anything you want me to be. I can be cuter. I can be smarter. I can be blacker. I can be whiter. I can be taller. I can be shorter. Can you be 22 years old? Well, yeah, she took grievous offense at that. She's like, how dare you demand I can be the one thing I can't be? What'd you do with your 20s? Well, you can go pick it up on adultdvd.com. You can go watch my 20s. Then she starts talking cavalier about the end of our lives. No, I'm not here to beat down on you, Bethany. I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you that wherever you came from, she's talking about Russia or whatever, wherever you came from and whatnot, it was not the environment it needed to be. It was not the environment that it needed to be. And maybe you did what you felt you had to do at the time. I am telling you, it wasn't worth the cost in that regard because now you are married to a bunch of bad decisions. It wasn't worth the cost in that regard. It wasn't worth it. Let me get a caller from area code 816. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller from 816, last try. Caller from 816 has been abducted. Caller from area code 424. You're on live with the business. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Nelson out of California.
Nelson out of California. What's on your...
What was that?
Niggas, stop arm wrestling the phone. What is on your mind, such as it is?
Well, I'm just curious how women think they're at a high level right now. Yeah, they might be succeeding with income wise, but they're, like you say, they're getting old single. And it's funny that I went to counseling today, and my counselor is 45 and single, which is a woman, and she says she got 4 dogs and 3 cats and a kid that she's going to grow up with. And I said, well, you're not going to have no companionship. So how do we feel about this in the world?
That's the reason why I tell females, if you have a female therapist, you're doomed. I have literally never in my life met a female therapist who was worth a damn. I'm just going to say that right here on the air for everybody. I've never met a single female therapist, professional psychiatrist, mental health. I've never met a single one who was worth a damn. Every single one of them I met, I was like, damn, Heffa, you need to be on the couch. Instead of talking to somebody on one, you need to be on medication instead of talking to somebody on one. I haven't met a single female with a degree in psychology, psychiatry credentials. I haven't met a single one with a mental health practice who deserves to be there. She needs to be in treatment. She doesn't need to be treating other people. The only time I've ever seen that go well is if it was a man. Now, if they had a man, generally speaking, they did better. I'm not going to say those were great results either, but at least they had a chance. The females and comfort each other in their dysfunction. They don't ever say, hey, you're messed up and let's stop that. They literally sit there and dismantle their lives. If you got a problem with your parents, they throw the parents overboard. You got a problem with your man, they throw the man overboard. They don't help anybody fix their situation. Their idea of helping you, quote, fix it is, well, you need to get away from everybody. And then next thing you know, it's just you and the therapist, which is what Tanikia was saying earlier. Yeah, it's just her and the therapist. The only constant in their lives after a decade or 2 decades is the therapist. Can't you see you being pimped?
And another thing is that
therapist.
Say again.
I have a female therapist, and she's great.
Says you.
I disagree with the analogy that all female therapists are not good therapists.
Says you.
Says me, yeah.
Yes. Ambar, are we really gonna do this?
Let's do it.
Ambar, are we really gonna do this? Y'all know I love Amber. She's going to make me do this. Amber, will you give me just a moment? Let me get this open. I got to go ahead and say whatever you going to say while I'm unscrewing this.
I have seen amazing women therapists, women psychologists, women who are in the mental health industry. So I think to say all of them are bad, I think, is a big judgment. When I've rarely seen men in that field, I've rarely seen men being therapists or in the field of psychology.
Amber. Comrade. Boobala. Amber. There's... Amber, are you really going to make me say it?
Say what you got. I just have to say my piece. I disagree that female therapists are not capable of doing their job just as well as men are. I disagree that they're not able to reach goals or get people to be where they need to be just because they're female. And, you know, just being a teacher, right? Like, I'm a teacher. That's what I do. So, like, I'm always around female therapists. That's all there is in the school system. Like, there's rarely men.
And how are the children turning out?
I mean, I feel like they're doing well.
Man, if
I
you
mean,
don't
could
stop.
Could they be better, though? I think there's also just a shortage, period, for therapists, especially in the schools.
Those professions are dominated by females. And take a look at the results we're seeing with the children.
I agree.
I do agree that we need
more male.
Children are the most impressionable creatures. And take a look at the results we're getting there. And I'm not saying it is, quote, because they are female. I am saying that female culture today has the psychological profession has been infiltrated by a feminist gynocentric culture that says, first and foremost, we need to protect ourselves as women and circle the wagons. That's what this, quote, profession has deteriorated and degenerated into. We need to circle the wagons. Who cares if we totally destroy this woman's life? Who cares if we take it and leave her alone in shambles? For her to actually have a life worth living, because you got folk who cannot help you to solve your problems. They tell you the only solution to everything is to run from it. That's why people don't trust marriage counselors anymore. They're like divorce lawyers. Their answer to everything is, well, you need to leave. Well, y'all need to quit there. You'll go pay them thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, and all you've really done is let them pick your life apart, person by person, day by day, year by year. And ultimately, this destroys the women. A woman with a house full of cats or dogs, that's a woman whose psyche is destroyed. She's dead. She's walking dead. And there's no shortage of psychologists who will sit there and placate her. No shortage whatsoever. They'll all sit there and be like, hey, this is great. This will work out. You go ahead, come back and see me next week. Then she goes from being your psychiatrist to being your friend. She's not your therapist anymore. She's your buddy. I've seen it a million damn times. There's a reason that men don't go to church like that, Amber. You know why? Because we understand, how in the hell are you going to tell me that to become a lawyer, I can go to school for 8 years, become a doctor, I can go to school for 10 years, but to understand the Bible, I can't ever stop coming. I have to come for the rest of my life. You're telling me I can never master it. Well, what's the point of me, quote, learning it if I can never master it? What's the point? Why in the world should we start this? It must be a very inadequate teacher if I have to show up for the rest of my days. If I can never master it, what's the point of beginning this? And men are not going to sit up here and let somebody sit up here and tell them something like that. Because we got a lead. Because there are consequences if we're incompetent. That's problematic. That is problematic. I'm just going to say this. This is all I'm going to say. And to the extent that I can, I will say this as diplomatically as possible, because Amber is somebody that I personally like. So I'm not going to sit up here and give her the people's elbow. What I will say is I have never met a female who was romantic with both men and women and everything was okay. I've never seen a single one. It's really not possible, because you cannot get the same thing from both of these entities. Having a reflection of yourself only magnifies what you are. There's a reason why men are not attracted to men. It magnifies what we already are. Well, that's the definition of mutations. So I will say that if we're going to go see a therapist, and I will say one thing, if you're seeing a therapist and the therapy never ends, then that's not a great therapist. How long have you been seeing yours?
It's been about 2 years.
Okay, we about ready to wrap it up, or we still got work to do?
I think I still have a couple. I still have work to do.
That sounds familiar.
I do see a future stop, though. Like, I do see it coming to an end soon, but I do feel like I still need at least a year or so. I'm raising children, though. I need therapy.
Well, I'm sure it probably helps. I'm certainly. I don't have any children, so I guess that's part of the reason I don't need it quite so much. If I keep taking calls like this, I'm going to need something worse than probably a lobotomy at this point here. We're well beyond therapy for Jason, let me tell you. We might need electroshock therapy here shortly. But what I will say is, by definition, you would never have a doctor who you kept going back to and you stayed sick. You never keep a mechanic who you kept having to bring your car back to for the exact same problem. You would never keep a doctor who you kept going back to for the exact, a dentist who you kept going back to for the exact same tooth problem, a mechanic for the exact same car issue, or a roofer for the exact same roof issue. And you would never let him tell you, well, you need me to come by every year so we can make sure you properly maintain. Dude, my problem has never been fixed. Yeah, but let me keep coming back every year so I can tinker on it some more. That's not, he might be a mechanic. He's just not a very good one.
But I also think that humans were in different evolutions, right? So like what may be my problem last year may not be my problem maybe in 6 years. Right?
Nonsense.
Like, so I feel like that's also the difference. Like, I feel like maybe 6 years ago, everything was great, but maybe 6 years later, I lost somebody, right? Or maybe I, you know, fell into drugs, or maybe I fell into a different lifestyle and I want to get out. Like, so I feel like when we talk about human and the evolution of humans, I feel like every year looks different from the year before. And every decade may look different from another decade, right? And so, like, I think that's where therapy could be different, because maybe a year ago I was diagnosed with anxiety, but maybe the year later now I'm diagnosed with depression, right? So like it's, I feel like when it comes to mental health, it's different. However, I do agree that like you do want to be able to see yourself grow and grow out of those things. And like if you have to come back in 6 years for something else, then it's different. But I feel like, yeah, same thing with a deadly cycle for more than, you know, extended times. Like I think definitely it's something to be.
I mean,
you know,
here's the issue. As you get older, you are naturally supposed to acclimate. You're naturally supposed to get better at dealing with your problems as you get older. You're naturally supposed to be able to do that. So that's another part of as you get in 6 years, you're supposed to be better at dealing with things in 6 years with no outside help. If you need outside help as you the older you get, that's a failure to mature. That's not maturing. That's a failure to do so. As human beings, as you understand, we are naturally acclimating creatures. We naturally acclimate to our environment. You're supposed to naturally adapt to it. If you're going decade after decade and you're not getting better at adaptation, that's the problem. And do you have people who are aiding in that, or do you have people who are just enabling it? Because there's a profit motive. And we've got a society now where it's all about helping people be comfortable in their broken conditions rather than saying you need to grow up and be a whole person. I'm not saying about you personally necessarily, but if you're still in therapy in 3 or 4 years, we might have to think about that at that point. If it's going on that long, because you say, well, I got kids, maybe they ain't sitting around you that long. So it's, I could see it different if they were Vikings sailing overseas and burning down villages and stuff. Well, maybe you need some therapy. I don't think it's going to be that kind of situation there if it gets that far along. But definitely when there's no exit in sight, that's an engineered situation. That's engineered. Because here's the real thing about it. I talk to people all the time. It doesn't take me years to get those issues resolved for them. So what is wrong with the psychological profession that Jason Black can do it in a couple of conversations and these people can't do it in 2 or 3 years and I don't have a degree in it? What's the difference between us? One of us believes there is an answer, and the answer isn't to keep talking to you until you, quote unquote, figure it out. The answer is to identify where you're messed up at and tell you, hey, I'm the rational person in the room. I have no dog in this fight. I don't benefit if you listen to me. I've already been paid. I don't lose anything if you don't listen. Already been paid. Outside of this, you're not paying me one way or the other. I get my money somewhere else. So I can talk to you brutally honestly. I'm not trying to have sex with you. We had a sexual expert on here tonight. She got upset because I ain't interested in sex with you. I can tell you what I actually think with no filter. Yeah, I can do that. These other folks have a profit motive, and a person should be naturally suspicious in that kind of situation. Because as men, we would be hella suspicious. We've been seeing this person for 3 or 4 years, and the issue's not resolved. Well, you might have a new issue. Yeah, that's one way of saying it. But the real thing is, do I have a new issue or did you identify something else? And now you're telling me, you know, you need more help. If you'll remember 25 years ago, we didn't have all these pharmaceutical ads on TV all the damn time. as people began paying for it more and insurance began covering it more, next thing you know, you got a pill for every damn thing now. Stuff you didn't even know existed. There's a pill for that. So as long as it's a situation now where as long as there's a market, people are just adapting to that environment. That's the issue that I have. Does therapy have a legitimate place? Absolutely it does. Do I believe the way it's being practiced here is effective? Absolutely I don't. As evidenced by the fact that I literally can't think of anybody who went to therapy and got better and could leave. Everybody I know has went to therapy and they're either still there or they left with the same problem. What didn't happen was the problem got resolved. They, quote, feel better about themselves, but their problems didn't get resolved. Let me get a caller from area code 443. You're on live with The Business. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is an immigrant B1 from Fort Gordon, Georgia.
All right, immigrant B1 from Fort Gordon, what's going on?
So the first thing that I wanted to say was, I think it's obvious that even your college-educated black people understand the value of their bodies, because you can see what happened with that college graduate from FAMU, where she graduated, and the first thing that she thought about doing was taking a naked picture of herself. So even your college students understand what they understand what their physical bodies mean to men, which is the reason why they do stuff like that. So I think that, you know, everybody can see. And the second thing I want to ask you is, when you spoke about a church and you said that it wasn't something that where you should have to go to for the rest of your life, what place do you think that the church should have, everything else being the way it's supposed to be in the lives of black people as a group?
Well, I mean, it's like anything else. At some point, we're supposed to be masters of it. Think about the 12 apostles. They, the 12 disciples who became the 12 apostles, they didn't just stay there forever. At a certain point, they became the teachers. Do you see what I mean? At a certain point, they became the teachers. Disciples simply means student. But at a certain point, they stopped being disciples, and the reins were handed to them, and they became the apostles. It literally is telling you that they went from being the students to being the teachers. You don't see that today at all. Not just one of them now, not just one of them, all 12 of you, what they called the Great Commission, when Jesus told them, go forth into the earth and spread the word to every corner of the earth and every creature. That wasn't just one of them that was given that. That was all of them. And yet today, you're being parked in front of T.D. Jakes or Creflo Dollar and being told, oh, you can never master this. You need to come back every week. And you can see how damn flawed the damn preachers are up there. But you're being told that you're less than them? Really? And they've mastered it, but you never can? When y'all going to recognize game is getting run? So if you want to know what the case of the black church is, if it gets back to what it was, but I will tell you one thing. You should never have any institution and whatnot that has more influence over you than your best interests do. Now, that should never be the case. And right now, the church has a lot of work to do to convince me that it's got people's best interests at heart as a group, that the church as a group, as an entity, as an institution, as exercised today, they have a lot of work to do to convince me of that. Because right now, the church has been overtaken by a bunch of opportunists who are doing what is in their best interest. And that's why the congregation's got a bunch of single moms, STDs, bastard kids, crazy little old ladies. The men have gone AWOL. That's the issue. So the church would need to recall that. The church is supposed to be something that empowers us. What's the place of the church in our lives? It's supposed to be something that empowers us. And right now, it is not. If that changes, then it won't have to fight for its place back. It'll have it.
Yeah, I see.
Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let me take one more caller here. Let me get caller from area code 404. You're on live with The Business. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller from 404. Am I interrupting something? You're on live. Okay, caller from 404 is trying to do something out there, so hopefully they're not being strangled or abducted here. Ambar, evening here. I promise you that things were going to be interesting. I didn't think it was going to go off the rails, but oh well. Sometimes that happens too. So I want to thank you for joining us here tonight and sticking in. Let me tell you, boy, did y'all think she was going to be the most rational, level-headed person in the room? Did you ever think that was going to be the case? And yet there she is. So congratulations. You have survived this broadcast of the business. Congratulations. You have done an excellent
job
at that.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll let you have the last word if you would like to, ma'am.
No, I just want to say thank you, but then also just, this is a lot. I think it was a lot. I didn't expect it to go the way it went, for sure. But I definitely think there was a lot to learn, a lot to understand and to unpack, but then also a lot to just sink in, right? Like, there is a lot going on in the world. And I do think that everybody's going through their battles and they're fighting their battles, but necessarily I just hope that everybody does well and gets well and does what they have to do moving forward. But thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us here tonight. I appreciate that as always. You've been a doll. So, and she has survived her, this broadcast of the business here. Hey, well, like I say, you all want reality radio. You got it. That's exactly what it is. I want to thank all of you for being here tonight. Hey, and a big thanks to everybody who contributed to tonight's program here on PayPal, Cash App, Super Chat. Very sorry I didn't see all the names that came up at the top of the program here, but you all can catch that on the replay here. Yes, this is going to stay on YouTube. I'm not taking it down or anything. I'm not going to take it down. YouTube might take it down, but I'm not going to take it down. So tonight's program is going to stay there. Hey, there was a hell of a whole lot to learn. There was a hell of a whole lot for you all to learn here. It was real. It was raw. It was the way it was. I'm not a fanboy. If I was in front of Brittany Renner, I would have talked the exact same way I did here tonight. There ain't no light skin privilege. There's no mixed chick privilege here. You get it as it comes, as simple as it is, and that's just the bottom line to it. So just understand here, everybody knows what they're getting into in this case here, and if your life has rubbed you so raw that you're this sensitive about it, you might want to examine what you've been doing. I think that's a better way of getting through that. I want to thank all of you for being here for this broadcast of the business. We're going to have our patron here tomorrow, so be looking for an update on that. I'll be letting you know. I'm on the road right now, so I'm going to be letting you all know when I'm going to be able to do the patron here, but I'm planning on doing one tomorrow. If I might have to postpone it until Sunday, it just depends, but I'm going to try to do it tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you all for showing up here. Been a hell of a ride. And this concludes tonight's broadcast of The Business. I am your host, your brother, your humble servant, Mr. Jason Black. And next time, until next time, my brothers and sisters from around the world, remember, 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 handle your business or your business is going to handle you.